Blog Talk Radio.
Otherwise, bro. Just saying, I don't want to hear that you doing nuts shit out here, fucking with your mom, fucking with the girls, just walking around like
whenever
you got
shit. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I'm home again. I'm alone with you. You make me feel like I am whole again.
When I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am.
far too lovely to define. Hey, yeah. Tenderly, you take complete control of me. The feminine seduction.
Peace of mind in someone else's eyes.
did I try? I wish I could tell you I don't wanna be with somebody else new. Honestly, I wish I never met you, 'cause you left me broken. Now my heart won't open for anyone. Remembering the times when you and I would hide, no one else would find that funny, and only you would know I'm better with you, and it shows, because the way you loved me. And I can't find a reason to replace the feeling that you left behind. I tried. I wish I could tell you I don't wanna be with somebody else new. Honestly, I wish I never met you, 'cause you left me broken. Now my heart won't open for anyone.
You deserve, promise you always come first, yeah. Forget about your past, baby, I'm your future, I ain't nothing like your last, baby. Show you things you never had, baby, show you things you never had, yeah. I will never hurt you, do anything to make you cry. I will always love you, even when I'm hurt, I still apologize. Why? 'Cause you were my baby. Why? 'Cause you were my baby. When you smiled, I knew right away that my love for you never changed. Can't fight this feeling away. Me and you, the end game. But I know you're scared, baby. Trust me, I'm here, I won't disappear, baby. Let your guard down, come and take a chance on me. Yeah, come and take a chance on me. I will never hurt you, do anything to make you cry. I will always love you, even when I'm right, I still apologize. Why? 'Cause you were my baby. Baby, you remember when we'd stay up?
up at night, exchanging stories about our lives. Tell you I got you, don't take it in. Take a risk, baby, give me your hand. I would never hurt you, do anything to make you cry. Even when I'm red, I still apologize. Why? You were my baby. Why? You were my baby.
All that you want, all that I need, eyes are like a smoke, single. Stroking like a pool.
Let's get it started. Turn up that that sound and catch good vibes. Through the sway of the breeze, let it take you to ecstasy. Up, up and away, let it take you away and catch good vibes. Through the sway of the breeze, let it take you to ecstasy. Up, up and away, let it take you away and catch good vibes. Vibes. Catch good vibes. Vibes. Whatever it is that makes you smile as warm as June when it's mid-December, just take it all in. The love and the hue that you exude is such a sweet surrender. Life's short, so please remember, just catch good vibes. Through the sway of the breeze, let it take you to ecstasy. Up, up and away, let it take you away and catch good vibes. Through the sway of the breeze, let it take you to ecstasy. Up, up and away, let it take you away and catch good vibes.
Cause I ain't gonna apologize when I hit you alone. Put my hands on you like a champ in the ring. Hit a home run every time I swing. Batter up, baby, throw it back. Cause when I attack, you gon' see why I'm king.
My only aim is to please ya, show you how much I need ya. Crazy how she could be, my mama told me not to fall for a Libra. But here we are in your bedroom, trying to get these clothes off. Your body's so soft. You ain't ready. Oh my. Woo. And I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough, baby. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough. You ain't ready. Oh my. Woo. And I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough, baby. Sure you had enough, you had enough.
Better believe that, when I say that I need that. Girl, I really mean that, glad to be back. Last time left me feeling, and I'm ready to relax. Give me three claps, shake, shake it for me, girl. Don't wanna wait for a thing, girl. What you bring, girl? It come from a dream, girl. Make me wanna sing, girl.
My only aim is to please y'all. Show you how much I need y'all. She could be, my mama told me not to fall for Libra.
But here we are in your bedroom, trying to keep these clothes off. Damn, your body's so soft.
You ain't ready.
Oh, my. And I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough.
Make sure you had enough. You had enough, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough.
They say real ones are hard to find. Smoke, get you high like Kilimanjaro. We could get it in all until tomorrow. Swear you can have it all, so I borrow. Sip a little liquor if you parched, let's relax. Later I'm trying to grip on the arch in your back. Accentuate your curves and baby you got nerves and you gon' throw it back, go long for the catch. I will, I promise. Body frame, make a lame pay homage. Must be your birthday, I want it the worst way. Baby, I'ma cut the cake, do the honors. I wanna see your brand cause you're man with the college. In the classroom or the womb, I'm a scholar. Kill it, put the pussy in the tomb or the coffin. Baby, we can do this often, yeah.
You ain't ready.
Oh, my. And I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough.
Make sure you had enough. You had enough, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, and this is the Soul Cafe. I am your host, La Pearl Negra, and I am joined by one of the sexy divas of Epiphany, essentially Johnny. How you doing, diva?
Hey, I'm doing great today. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing. If my cat would stop rolling all over my feet where my devices are, trying to lay on them and disconnect me.
He's just brushing and rolling.
Well, he's going to go get some attention from his buddy down the hall. My son is the animal whisperer, the beast master. Go bother him. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm also joined tonight by a special co-host, Jess Jay. How you doing tonight, Jay? Jay,
hey.
Muted.
Hey,
yeah,
you know where I was now. I was trying to go ahead and fumble around and trip the tumblers and everything else. You know, it was looking like Don Knotts over here.
Not Don Knotts. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I missed the millennials.
Wait. Say again?
I said I missed the millennials.
That's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Soul Cafe. This is the For Real Entertainment Network. Or did I say Epiphany? Y'all got to excuse me. I'm a little bit nervous because I'm doing this without my normal partners in here. And usually my diva, Janice, is handling the event page. So
yeah.
Be patient with
all
me.
Positive.
Be patient with me. Okay. Be patient with me. It's a different energy tonight, but I'm going to work with you, so work with me. Okay.
Yeah, y'all essentially animal wranglers tonight.
Okay.
I know the feel now.
Okay. We're going to work it out, though. We're going to work it out.
All right.
This, right here, you can come and enjoy some poetry, spoken word, some creative writing with the host, where we have a second half of the show called Pick Up Your Pen. That's actually my favorite part of the show. You know, this helps you tap into your creative side. So we're going to see what's going to turn out for this. Anyway, you guys. Oh, what did I forget? I am so nervous right now. All right.
Call-in number.
I'm trying. All right. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please press that 1. To join in.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love you to participate. I'm going to get it together. I'm trying here.
It's like giving birth to a co-host.
I'm not used to being in this position on this particular show, but it's going to work out.
You're a pro. You are a pro.
I'm trying.
I'm an amateur.
I'm a novice. I'm still learning. But we do have some good conversation to get on about. Okay. I want to know what y'all got going on. What's on you guys' minds tonight?
I got to hang out with Just Jay earlier today.
Oh, awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my bad about that, too. I had to take a telephone call. I ain't had to take no telephone calls all that day. But all of a sudden, it's like, ring, you got to take this. And I'm like, all right.
As soon as that jazz started getting good, right?
Yeah.
Amen.
Did you go in?
It gets like that.
I did not. I was enjoying the vibe that was set up in the room with the jazz and then a little bit of poetry. That was absolutely perfect. I think that kind of got my day started off right. Do you do that often?
Not really.
We have open often? Okay.
You know, sometimes I go ahead and run in there, and then they go ahead and be like, hey, you. And then I'm like, all right. Then I go ahead and do it.
Okay. Definitely let me know the next time. Let me know the chance.
Yes, ma'am. We'll do.
Specifically, I love that. Yeah.
A good vibe is very important. And Danielle, I will be helping as much as I can by being as quiet as I can.
No, you ain't got to be that quiet because I keep just stumbling over my words when I'm new at something. I mean, I'm not new at the hosting thing, but a particular person's show being the host, it makes me a little uneasy. But I'll warm up after a while. So, and I appreciate you.
Oh, this is
going to
be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to try and make it fun.
I love it.
It's a turnout, all right. It's a turnout. Yeah. Pretty good. No,
it's going to be at least interesting, to say the least. I mean, this is very interesting.
Mm-hmm. You got that right, honey.
As long as you keep it a buck, we can deal with each other.
We're going to make it do what it do. And that's what I'm talking about. All right. Now, what I want to do, I'm going to start off with some poetry. All right, y'all?
Okay.
Let me find a piece. This is a piece I wrote for, I think this was the Get Down, I think it was.
Okay.
And I think the prompt was, how do you know when your poem is finished? So I called this. I will never put my pen down. All
right. I'm going to mute my mic. The mic is yours.
Thank you. My poems are never finished. Just paused. They're never finished because my poetry is me. And I'm still here. I'll never put my pen down. I have layers upon layers to me. And as they are peeled back, I just find different ways to put continuous expressions of me on separate pieces of paper. I'll never put my pen down. Even after all the years of watching them play pretend through distorted masks, plastic additives, and the now filters, I still don't do societal makeup that you can just wash off and rinse down the sink. They're only labels. And labels aren't written in permanent ink. I'll never put my pen down. So I am like a book filled with many stories. Some are intriguing. Some will break your heart. Some will make you happy and brighten your day. And some will definitely provoke thoughts. I'll never put my pen down. Though I try to simplify the many aspects of my personality's behavior, for some, still I remain an misunderstood entity. One thing's for sure, I am guaranteed to be the page turner of an interesting read. I'll never put my pen down. So when the universe says my purpose in this life is fulfilled, that is when I will know when my poem is finished. Until then, my heart will pump ink, and my pen will never be put down, and that's that piece.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I got through it.
Yeah. Let me tell you what stood out to me.
Okay.
I have to borrow your explanations when you say that something is visual. So for me, when you said that you'll just find different ways of putting continuous expressions on separate pieces of paper.
Mm-hmm.
That I saw, like, you know how post-its are like just little square pieces of adhesive and just notes jotted down on it. That's kind of what I saw, like a collection of post-its with either the beginning of a poem, the middle of a poem, just thoughts. They may go together, they may not, but That's what I was able to visualize when you said that line. That stood out to me. I love that. The whole piece.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Awesome. Awesome. Man, I get nervous.
That's beautiful.
Ooh, thank you. Y'all going to talk. What's that? Now I'm going to drink some water.
Okay.
The water. You know what? That piece right there, that's a poetic and introspective piece. I'm always looking at things as far as, like, you know, my maturity as far as this poetry and stuff go, and I'm also looking at other people's maturity as well. That right there is an advanced piece as far as for a poet. You did that very well, too, and it may change, like, next year. It may change next month. But for right now, that is exactly what it is. That was a beautiful piece right there.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate that, y'all. I'll be so nervous sometimes trying to tell you. I try not to stumble over my words, but I can feel myself getting tongue-tied. sometimes because I try to get a certain flow going, but it my mouth don't always work like that. It seems like my lips want to go one way and my tongue wants to go another way.
I did that for about 2 years coming on Epiphany. Every time I would get ready to come on and I would feel like my time was getting tight, getting close, everything would start getting tight, and then I was like, and nothing would come out right, and sometimes the words would get locked down in my throat and all of that type of jazz. So, yeah, I feel that.
There is a quote, you know, I'm the queen of quotes, speak your mind even if your voice shakes. What if that just happens to be part of the film, you know? Let it come out that way. That's what I'm working on, honestly.
Okay,
yeah, I'm working
I like
on
that.
Yeah, speaking of
I even put myself in certain mental states. Like I did a poem yesterday, I almost made myself cry, and I ain't even ready to be like that, but I almost made myself cry.
Yeah.
Good child, I'm trying to tell you, I have a lot of pieces like that. I was reading one earlier, and I started tearing up. I wrote this and I'm making my own self cry. What is going on here?
Those are words I needed to be said.
Yeah, it is. It is. Because it's a lot of words that are inside of us as poets that we need to get out, that we can't, we don't always find it easy to verbalize it to someone. But penning it,
it just
seems to come easy for us, you know, but even after we pen it, it's still hard to actually read it aloud
to
someone, you know, to actually say it, but that's fine.
It's good practice, though.
It is. Y'all wouldn't believe how, let me tell you something, when Larry first, well, for real, he tried to get me to come on to Epiphany for a long, long time, and I was horrified. I gave him every excuse in the world. I'm trying to tell you, I'm like,
2 years later.
I'm trying to tell you. He tried, and I finally gave in, and I was so nervous for the whole
first
year.
Did you do a piece?
I did a piece. Not when I first called in. I think I just listened, and then I think it was the second time I called in. But I was nervous for the whole first year, but The whole thing made me feel so comfortable and so welcomed. I didn't feel indifferent or anything. And it just eventually, I mean, literally, I have like anxiety attacks after I read my piece. I'd be in here like, what are they going to say?
Right. I shouldn't have did it that way.
Oh, man. So many times I did that to myself. But they never made me feel indifferent. I was always made to feel like I was a good writer and everything. And it got better for me as time went on. And I will be forever grateful to my Epiphany family for that. So now what I want to know is, Janice, I'm going to take you next. What did you bring for us tonight?
So I wasn't sure what we were doing. I wasn't sure if we were doing the story with the prompt, and if not, if we're saving that for the next time, I do have one where I use the phrases from last week's Pick Up Your Pen. So choice is yours.
Okay.
Which one do you want?
Oh, now see, you're using the phrases from last week. I want to hear what you came up with. That's what I want to hear, the phrases from last week. So...
Okay.
I'm going to back up, and the mic is yours.
Okay. The title of this piece is I See What That Voice Do. I stopped listening weeks ago. I don't give audience to an outlook that fails to move me. I'm a mountain fixed in this deeply entrenched knowledge that I'm meant for more. As I heard you decide to pour from your well of toxicity, I saw those persistent views affect detrimentally. It's the voice for me. I see what that voice do. I hear how unhealed do. Let us shake the earth and our self-worth be the hands that grip your embrace. Be agnostic. I stopped feeling you months ago.
I can't shake this feeling that you're excited for opportunities to disrupt. My peace be it for me. I want to see the trees sway as your voice fades. Essentially, Johnny.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what? Those phrases right there, we all came up with some really, really beautiful pieces from those.
Okay.
Sometimes we get some, oh man, sometimes we get some crazy pieces because of the phrases, but there are times when For Real will give us these phrases and the pieces will just come out exquisite. Mm. And I'm impressed my damn self. I'm like, this piece is pretty good.
It'd be to pick up your pen, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Which phrase jumped out to you first, though? It was "Move Me, I'm a Mountain." Let us shake the earth, and I want to see the trees sway. I want to shake the earth.
Oh, I got a good one for that one.
Let us shake.
Let us shake the earth. Yeah. But you know what held on to me too? The other one too, "Move Me, I'm a Mountain," because I wrote "Move Me, I'm a Mountain of Love." And it flows from there. And I'm a big love bug. I love writing love, Carrie. Mm-hmm. I fall in love with being in love. So, I love that piece though, Johnny. That was beautiful, beautiful. Jay?
Yeah. Hey, hold on. Let me say what I want to say about that one. I have wrote.
That's what I said.
I know
Jay, I gave the mic for you to say something about it.
I thought y'all had excluded me. I was a little lonely over here and everything.
No.
I'm up here watching my fish in the fish tank. I'm like, how y'all doing?
No, this how we do it. This how we do it. Okay, this how we do it.
Yeah.
I will give my commentary on it. Okay, and then I'll say, Jay, after I'm finished giving my commentary, and then it's your time to come in and give your thoughts and commentary on it.
I like y'all coming. So. I'm just messing with you. Hey,
okay.
I had said, I know that you are small, my love. Please move me. I am a mountain.
Mm-hmm. It's that phrase. It's that one phrase right there that just...
Yeah. That phrase was definitely a good one.
Yeah, you can do so much with it. You can start off a piece with that and write a whole piece around that one phrase, "Move me, I'm a mountain."
Right.
Man, I got all kinds of visuals coming from that. So, thank you. Now, Just Jay, I want to know what you thought for us to listen to you tonight. I'm curious.
Are we doing one piece or two pieces tonight? As the people, the us-esses.
Well, we're going to do one piece for now. We'll see how the rest of the show goes, and if we have time later, we'll pull out another piece, but we're going to do one for now.
All right. Since those other ways I got to do it, I'm going to do a Pick Up Your Pen piece.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
The prompts were, I have tasted life's exquisite nectar. Peanut butter is the same color as blank, tiny little wieners, and real tight car horn. I don't know where that came from, but here you go. I was blind, but now I am sighted again. Through the eye of my quill, I have tasted life's exquisite nectars. A memory can be a gem. Me chasing my dash hound. TLW, tiny little wieners. He was a majestic runt with a pit bull demeanor. Ever have there been a keener, more brighter, tiny little wiener. He was both my shield and my sword. He was both benighted by neighbors and lords for his acts of valor and courteousness. Screeching tires and a real tight car horn. And just like that, my best friend was gone. That was a long walk home with my friend and me alone, still warm and twitching, life ebbing and dripping away. I walked, talked, laughed, cried, and prayed, concerning the darkness of this day. So with giant shovel in hand, I dug a hole under the big tree for my tiny little wiener that faced the stables adjacent to the squire's living quarters, and fought the good fight for my friend of flesh, fur, and bone, through root and stone, driven to the depths of exhaustion, bleeding and hurting, but stopping was not an option. Peanut butter is the name of my best friend, tiny little wiener. Boom.
Oh, wow. Good. I remember those phrases, too. But the way
it, and I didn't deliver it right either. It took me a minute to get into it.
No, it's all right. It's okay. You just, you go into this soft-voiced character in your pieces. I noticed that. And
that
you make them sound a certain way, even though the phrases... tiny little pickle and stuff like that. It's funny, but you make it sound a certain way. But before we go further, I'm gonna bring in the CEO of Epiphany Radio, and
yes,
this is actually his show, the Soul Quest, baby. Hey, for real, the poet, how you doing?
What do? You know what? You know what? I'm over here like cracking up that talk over here right now. It's so, so funny being on this side of the fence. But look, let me do this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Jay. Could you read last couple of lines of that piece, man? Can you read reread the last couple of lines of that piece?
All right, yeah. So with giant shovel in hand, I dug a hole under the big tree for my tiny little wiener that faced the stables adjacent to the squire's living quarters, and fought the good fight for my friend of flesh, fur, and bone, through root and stone, driven to the depths of exhaustion, bleeding and hurting, but stopping was not an option. Peanut butter is the same color as my best friend, tiny little wiener.
Yo, bro. The first time you read that, man, you were so serious and so dramatic with it that when you came across the line, my tiny little wiener, it just was just the funniest thing I've ever heard.
You gave that break.
He'd be trying
it's
to
funny how people, it's just funny how people use it. And I want to also say, I want to go back up to Janice and something I wanted to point out in the piece that she wrote.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted y'all to notice the way she split the phrase. Mm-hmm. She left it at the end of one sentence and it began the next. Janice, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, listen, can you do me a favor?
What's that?
Can you go to the phrases that's within your piece?
The one that we were
and
talking
give
about.
It to
you?
Yeah,
sure.
And give it to us again.
Okay.
I want y'all to notice how she split the phrases, how she used the phrase, how she split them. I don't know if y'all got that the first time y'all heard it.
I did not
mm-hmm.
get that.
Okay.
Check it out, Jay. Check it out. Can you give it to us?
Yeah, man.
Sure.
Give us the phrases first, and then go into that piece. I want people to check it out.
Okay. So the phrases were, move me, I'm a mountain, let us shake the earth, and I want to see the trees sway.
Okay.
And my line was, I don't give audience to an outlook that fails to move me. I'm a mountain, fixed in this deeply entrenched knowledge that I'm meant for more.
Okay. Right there. Right there, how she broke that down like that. And it wasn't a whole just straight out starting the sentence. It ended the –
it ended the last and picked back up in the beginning on the next one. I got that. I heard that.
I think when
it'd be little elements
first,
like that.
Yeah. Like I used to do that a lot, honestly, with phrase challenges, because I would look at a phrase and I would look at it in halves. So when I saw Move Me together, I was thinking, so what would move me? What wouldn't move me? And because I was thinking along that line, that's why that split was right there.
Right.
Okay. Could you give us the next one you split?
I don't think the other ones were split. I like to shake the earth one now.
I want to hear the way you used it.
Okay. So this one, let us shake the earth and our self-worth be the hands that grip your embrace, be agnostic. That was for let us shake the earth. And the last one was my peace, be it for me. I want to see the tree sway as your voice fades.
Right there. Right there. That's very creative the way you use that. So I just wanted to point that out when I heard the video. She made a video of that. Of using
that. Oh, you see it.
Mm-hmm. And when I heard it, I was like, wow.
I got to repost that.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yes, hey, yes. So I just wanted to say that, y'all. Hey, back to you, Miss Pearly.
I want to know how you doing.
Appreciate you,
Pearl.
I'm doing okay, y'all. I'm doing okay. I had to take the night off from the show and participate as a listener due to work schedule. But I'm doing okay. It's a great night. It's freezing. It's cold over here in Philadelphia tonight.
Yeah, it is cold. You're right about that. I got a little shawl on sitting here under my blanket. It is kind of chilly, but it's about that time of the year. You know, start getting cold.
Oh, it comes every year now. First
year. Hopefully we won't get
like, damn, winter again? Hopefully. We just had winter like the past 30 years. All right, go ahead.
See. Well, hopefully we won't get too much, you know, a harsh winter. They haven't been too bad these past few years, so I think it has to do with the global warming. But for real, I'm gonna take a tiny second out to say thank you for letting us use the platform and do what we do, because without you, there would be no us. So thank you, darling.
Appreciate ya.
All right, that's a huge honor too, bro.
I missed half of it.
Okay.
What's that, bro? Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome.
To be sitting here. That's about it.
Definitely. But what I want to do, ladies and gentlemen, is see if I can find a working a different playlist. And I'm trying to find one here. And I can't seem to find it. I don't know what's going on. So y'all gotta be patient with me. For real, don't fire me. Please don't fire me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And don't fire me for saying don't fire me.
Oh, Lord.
All right, give me a second, y'all. Here we go. I think this is it.
Neo soul, hip hop, jazz, R&B, along with some creative writing. You just entered the Soul Cafe. Let's chill. Neo soul, hip hop, jazz, R&B.
butterfly, also known as scorpion, and you're locked into TFA Radio, the next day in online radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As the snigger said, this is Epiphany Radio. You are listening to, and this is the Soul Cafe. I'm joined here by the CEO of Epiphany Radio, for real, the poet Douglas. Essentially, Janice, one of my sexy divas of Epiphany, and our special guest host, Jeff Jay. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey.
What do you do?
Hey.
The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Please press 1 and join us. Don't just sit in here and listen, because I see you listening. But you partake. As a matter of fact, speaking of partaking, I'm getting ready to open up this first microphone. We got ourselves a Miss VIP. This is another one of the sexy divas of Epiphany. How you doing, diva? Welcome to the Soul Cafe.
Hi, Diva. Hey, baby Diva. Hey. Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, VIP?
Hey, Miss VIP. Hey.
I'm good.
What is
good?
I had to come and see if it was true.
Hey, baby.
What's good with you, Diva?
Oh, my goodness.
How
hey,
are you tonight?
Crazy.
How are you tonight, love?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there, you know.
I know. That's all we can do is hang in there and make it do what it do. Now, before you get off into your poetry, can you tell us what you got going on in the world of Epiphany, the universe of poetry?
All right. Well, every Wednesday, La Perla Negra, which is you and I, we are in the Love Zone on Wednesday evenings at 9 p.m. And on alternate Fridays, I host Express Your Vibe, and that's at 9 p.m. as well. That's what I got going on.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, Diva. Now, what we usually do here is we give one of the callers, as a matter of fact, the first one, I ain't going to do for real because he's hanging in there with us, but I'm going to give you the chance to name the chair tonight.
Oh,
over
my.
There in the chill lounge. Yeah, so what you going to name the chair?
Let's just call it the soul chair, okay? The chair of soul.
The soul
How
chair?
About
okay, the chair of soul. I
the
like
chair
that.
Soul.
The chair of soul.
Yeah.
I like
soul.
That. How about you, for real? You like that?
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling it in my soul. I feel it in my soul.
The chair of soul. You feel it in your soul. About that. Mm-hmm. All right, I like that. How about you, Jay? You like that?
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of James Brown's chair.
Okay. Hi. All right. All right. now, Diva, I know you brought something for us to listen to tonight. So, whenever you're ready,
I did.
The mic is yours.
I did.
We're going to mute our mic.
Thank you.
And we're going to hand it over to you.
Okay. This piece is called Dear Future Soulmate. Dear future soulmate, I'm glad we can relate, hold a meaningful conversation. Our spiritual holds so much sensation. emotionally we may differ, but if we feel deeply for one another, one day soon I'll leave my father and mother for the last time and cleave only to you to share my other side of my world. I think you're a fine fella, brilliant, articulate, and talented. You got into my head, then my heart, standing mellow. Share my love, my world. Let's travel or be homebodies. It doesn't matter as long as we're together. Dear future soulmate, if I told you of my pain, would you really care? My body isn't what it used to be. It fails me at times. Would you hold me, massage my pain away? We vowed to cleave to one another. Would you stay? It's not that I think you're shallow, but I want you to know if you left, it would leave my heart hollow. Dear future soulmate, I'm waiting for you, and I will love you. Yes, I vowed this twice before in the presence of God. This time, I won't fall in love with you. I will rise in it, full of happiness. I will shine because I'm my best bet. I'm healed from my past. I'm independent, fiercely to a fault. But if you can handle me, I'll hand over the reins, knowing this time, love will last. Dear future soulmate, I realize there are others who are more beautiful, smarter, with better physiques than I, yet looks fade. I'm real, down to earth. There's a courage I possess in loving you, and my arms your home. So this is my promise to you. If you truly love me, body and soul, you'll never be alone. And that's that piece.
Wow.
Yeah, I like that.
Wow.
I like that a lot.
Yes. Dear future soulmate. Go on, girl, manifest that soulmate right on into your energy. I like that a lot. I do. That's why I like something I would put on paper. Okay, Dana. I like that. I really, really like that a lot, man.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So many gentle lines in there of the live, but I love that. Jay, what you think about that?
You said me?
Yes, just Jay. Yes, Jay.
VIP, that was a very nice piece. In the very beginning of
Thank you.
You had established that y'all had emotional differences. That right there is something that people kind of downplay now, but that's a huge thing. You established that right
mm-hmm.
away. Then you start going through this things that y'all might not agree on, or you was giving him his options of going ahead and agree on it. Towards the end of it, you had talked about courage and love, and it does
mm-hmm.
take a lot of courage to trust love or trust this person with love. This was done
mm-hmm.
very nice. It was a solid piece all the way around.
Thank you,
Paul.
So
it was for real.
Yo. Listen,
peace.
I love that piece. You know, the way she performs, I get lost in her performance of the pieces. The way she
mm-hmm.
says, she can say something like so matter-of-factly, like, you know, straight out, pulling
mm-hmm.
no punches at you, you know, while she's
mm-hmm.
talking about something as endearing as love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had its sappiness moments in there, and I felt it. I could feel her heart. You know, and I can feel her the longing and the wantings of her heart, you know,
yes.
within the piece. So
right.
I loved it.
Well, thank
yeah.
you, honey.
I you know what? He's right. Yeah, he's right. You can feel the longing and the wanting now. But I want to ask you a favor, Dave. I want to see, we're going to do pick up your pen segment soon after we get our other callers in. You think you can stick around for that part of the show?
I can try. I can give it the old palace try.
All right. So what I'm going to do,
all right.
I'm going to set you over
a long
in
day
the Soul Cafe. Yeah.
All
right, well, you know, yeah, and I'm gonna let you go and sit over there in the chair of Soul and, you know, put your feet up
yeah.
and get your socks off, baby.
Yes.
Take it slow.
All right.
All right.
Take
one
it.
Love.
Mm-hmm. One love, one mic.
She said,
Lord. Yes. All right, gentlemen, we're going to open up this next microphone to Aziz, the pulmonologist. Hey, Aziz, welcome to the Soul Cafe. How you doing?
Yo, 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 what is going on, family? How are y'all doing
what
tonight?
It's all good,
bro. Yes, 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 my brother. How you been, my big brother? How you been?
Hey, man, I'm hanging in there, man. I'm just a special guest in here tonight. Well, how you doing,
I
man?
See.
Good to hear your voice.
Yes, sir. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm doing blessed, my brother. Thank you for asking. La Perla Negra. I heard you talking shit to my wife about me mispronouncing your name and all that shit. I've been
and you wonder why I said, and see, you know what? I was nice. I was nice. I didn't even call you trouble, but now you back trouble. That's your name. See, you see why I say here comes trouble? Yeah. See that? Yeah. That's all right. I still love you, right? You still love me, so now. I'm good.
Yeah,
so
that's the problem. She loves you to
death. It's all good. It's all good. Yeah. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Yeah.
Thank
before
you,
we
thank
get
you.
Into
thank
your,
you. One shout out to your other host. I haven't had the pleasure of meeting just Jay. I heard just Jay. I've heard that
yes.
a few times. What's up, Black Man? How you doing, Detroit Brethren?
All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wicked Pin.
All right.
Wicked
Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I didn't catch the sister's name. She has a Wicked Pin also. Man, that piece that she did was really vivid. I like that piece.
Which one? Janice? Essentially Janice?
Your
Ms. Viatti?
Yeah, I think it's Janice. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Janice, 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 Janice.
Janice. You
know, she always
ripped
it, too. But
now
I'm talking
okay.
about Janice.
So. Yeah,
so,
she's
no,
in the background right now. She handles
holding
stuff in the
down.
Background. She does it all, yes, always.
Okay.
Right there, Johnny on the spot. But I want to know what you got
okay.
going on in the world of poetry before you get into your piece.
Well, you know, my next show, I'm hosting the Culture Lounge this Thursday. That is an open mic segment. You know, holding it down by myself, but, you know, y'all can still come through, keep me a little company, you know, and just some of the good poetry popping.
Oh, that's what's up, definitely. Well, I already
yes,
know it's going to
yes.
be popping. Because you and your wife are killing it with the poetry. So
thank you. Thank
both
you.
Both of you are dope.
That's so humbling.
You know?
Appreciate that.
As you, as
appreciate
unique
that.
And different as your styles are, you still, you know, y'all up there, part of the elite poets. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's real big.
Okay.
We appreciate that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Now, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought some dope, dope for our ears.
Yeah, I dug in and created some brother old piece. I think y'all heard this before, but I'm still going to spit it. This is my flow.
All right, the mic is yours.
My flow. This is my flow. Swift and gifted, mathematically lifted, oxygen projects from my tongue, speaking fast, processing slow. More liquid gold. Call it fertilizer in potted soil, injecting growth. Seeds show promise and hope. Wouldn't it be dope if every bro sold breath into a hurting bro? But see, they're scared of that glow. If the culture explodes and begin to unload, the popular story told that if we had control, we would be the instrument that places the tag on white supremacy's toe. Suburban myth speaks from the lips of QAnon hosts, but it's just boasts. People rose in droves, stupidity showed. Capital Officer Sicknick is a ghost, and these assholes tried to deem black votes a hoax. Your paranoia spoke. Now you choke on the fear and power. Now you choke on the fear of power in the black hole. You misjudge our goals. Systemic racism has an ego that it would never let go. Well, I don't know. It seems over 400 years proven and show you can't hold another down without stunting your own growth. So, nah, know that we cool on that note. Now, his folks placed a vote for no on the Senate floor and convicting against thousands breaching the dough, looking for Pence, who wasn't even a foe. He was the second in command of that D.C. shit show, not to insult commodes. But the whole former West Wing should be in Guantanamo.
True to my Jamaican mold, I'm rolled and in the hold of ganja smoking. Like always, thoughts provoke. Republican folks said no to impeachment for the insurrection, but they tried to impeach Clinton years ago for just having an erection behind closed doors. In the days of the good old T-Notes was the goalpost that put most past poor in poverty, but some still had hope. In 2008, Yes We Can, draped flawlessly in melanin about the shade of Alameda Beach sand, solidified itself as a historical quote to a Mount Rushmore deserving encroach. Michelle learned on the go, called it like Madam Cleo, and spoke, letting us know that many will go low. Racism is a pro at disguising itself as policy or law so that equality crawls slow. Average Americans reject that reality dose, but Black Americans have a built-in device that decodes when racism shows. All of us are born with it. Some just have their set to off mode. As was the case when racism, fresh from an over-tanning stove, approached the White House as his abode, immediately sent out easily exposed khaki pants and tiki torch code. I guess hieroglyphics would have made his brain smoke. COVID hit, he choked like he swallowed the load while snorting coke. Drinking bleach wasn't a joke. Obama did the most, so America pushed the envelope and retaliated with 45 to revoke. More of his homies in jail than any of my folks from East O. That poison has been awakened, and long after the sickness will still float. My lovely wife, like this poem, she is my flow. African in all of its original, though the Philippines be her birth home, her first zip code. So she's imported, but her ink doesn't know. At one point, I would coach. Hype Williams directing something dope. My queen with her ink spazzing like Buster and a pen with flip mode. Now that's news of old. She says she let the training wheels go. Read me something she wrote, and I rebutted. Nah, that's way over the suggested weight limit that training wheels can hold. Jewelry in the shape of an O on our matching middles as committals to sharing life's workload. It's been my blessing to behold her writing episodes. Insidious pen strokes possessed like demons in the diaries of Chernobyl. Desperately trying to avoid catching verbal turf toe. Erotic word flow. Assisted her intro into many earlobes, but that's a closed road in the physical. Her royal virtuosity is virtual. It's just her pen game is kind of a hoe. Cross that line, just remember, God forgives, I don't. But lately, though, I've been sold by where her pen goes. You see, at night, before the last hour strokes, we have convos about all things from sexual to issues affecting our social. We allow each other to educate, and as of late, I've been able to appreciate hearing her pen regurgitate off my plate the food I fed her soul like Cliff Notes. My high school grades, they would never say so, but as far as the three governing branches go, I've always been a history troll. I trust none of those mofos, so I study where they've been to understand where they're trying to go. If current affairs saturates my quotes, my wife also gets soaked. We like the twins on G.I. Joe, only difference is we eloped. I call her my canvas, but she is also my echo. With not one word spoke, we communicate like TV and remote. Accidentally, we collabo without even knowing we're both in the labo. We heard the flows of the conspiracy-soaked anecdotes that left our country barely afloat. At the end of its rope so much that Kamala and Joe had us listening to Yolanda Adams blow, singing hallelujah to heal a country left battered and broke. 4 more years, we'd be post-war third world buried under rubble and smoke. Maybe that's the hope of the Christian geos. I know I'd trust my penis in the mouth of a cannibal before I believe evangelicals are the people that God chose. More gold is the gold and souls were sold. People rushed the Capitol like trailer park land was being sold, and oh, that's what pissed off the Pope. They claim they didn't know, but Michael Cohen's told. He's the lawyer that paid $100K to shush Stormy Daniels, who was Donald Trump's hoe. But let's juxtapose. Suppose my folks were Venice hoes, decided to lock and load, then rolled on the Capitol in the optical of the whole globe. Would Washington allow that visual or show the white nationals how colored individuals are expendable? It's just invisible constitutional quid pro quo. And this has been my flow. And that's my drip.
Yo, hold on. Wait a minute. Did you say you would rather trust your penis in the mouth of a cannibal before you believe the evangelical was sent here to do what? Yo, that was so dope. Oh my God.
Oh,
I'm not really used to hearing you do a lot of serious political pieces. A great poet is very versatile anyway. So it don't matter what you spit, it's all going to be dope. Yo, he said I'd rather trust in the mouth of a cannibal. Damn. Okay. All right. Okay. Jay, what you got? What you think about that?
You know what? It was on the political end. And then he went ahead and dipped it to the homestead. And then, and actually all that ends up affecting that. Then you went ahead and established the relationship between you and your wife, and then that your thought processes aligned. You know what, man? This right here, at first I was in the beginning. I was like, well, I'm going to go ahead and talk about this. I said, well, no, I'm going to talk about this. I said, well, I'll talk about both of them. Then I said, oh, no, this dude trying to do this to me. I ain't about to go ahead with this dude. I am not about to go ahead with this dude. Because, like, about the middle of it, you had hit a real good hard rhythm. And I said, it must be about the end. No, you was like a locomotive, man.
Right?
Nice, bro. And then the punchlines was hitting hard too, like boom, bam, beep. I was like, dude, nice piece, man. And the stamina is the key to do that too was insane. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I see you, Aziz. I heard you. I've been listening to you, bro. Bro.
Okay. Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro.
Damn, bro.
Man, thank you so much for that. Yeah, you a beast, man. I'm going to ask, before I send you over to the Soul Cafe and set you in the chair of Soul, would you be able to stick around and come back for Pick Up Your Pen segment? Because it's going to be happening.
I'm going to call it. Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to try to pick up, do the Pick Up My Pen thing, right? So right now, just to explain, so my wife is twisting my locks right now, right? But she likes to pull my hair and kick me in the back of the head and all types of shit. And she's doing my hair. Like, she's just hitting me inside my head right now. And so,
you just hit the head.
So, yeah, she just hit me in the head.
And I hope your grandbaby is biting your ankle. Get him.
No, the grandbaby ain't here today. Yeah, so we did it without the grandbaby today. But he would be here doing that shit too. But she keep hitting me inside my head. She's going to be kicking me in the head, throwing shit, plates and stuff inside my head. So I'm going to try to concentrate and come with something dope. But if I don't,
right.
Y'all know what happened.
All right, that's what's up. All right.
Yeah, brain damage.
Thank you so much for coming through.
Absolutely.
One love, one mic.
Be easy.
Yo, that was dope. Yeah, he's a beast when it comes down to this poetry, man. It's all right.
Yeah, he was over there bullying the mic. I'm like, man, give it a break.
All the time. Well, we're going to open up this next mic to our Canadian connection. We got us a Lady A up in here. Welcome to the Soul Cafe, Lady A. How you doing?
Great. How are you guys? You guys are doing great. I can hear it.
Yes. Definitely. Man.
Great poetry.
My co-host. We got a special co-host guest up in here. Just Jay.
Hey, Lady A. How you doing, lady?
Good.
How's everything up there in Canada? Is it starting to get frosty yet?
Well, we've had a few nights where there's been frost in the morning, but if the sun's out, it's still, if you can catch the side of the house where there's no wind, it's still quite nice and warm. But I'm on the water, so when the wind comes off the water, it's pretty cold.
Oh, yeah. Y'all get that lake effect and all the rest of that then.
Yeah, the ocean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's still beautiful in the ocean, man. Yes, water is my thing. It's my element. But, Lady A, I want to ask you, what you bring for us to live? What you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something phenomenal for our ears.
I brought a poem called Summer Night in Bangkok. And
That sounds amazing.
I'll read it to you if you like. I'm ready to go. You are?
All right.
Summer night in Bangkok. Okay, thank you. Summer night in Bangkok. Golden globe burns red, dips low in western skies. Wine, camembert, French bread. Summer night in July. Lovers lay on cotton quilts spread upon the sand. Sunburned bodies, sweat spills as night falls in Thailand. Bonfire burns of brilliant golds, red and white hot flames. Shadowed silhouettes behold, lovers calling out their names. Waves crash against the shore and play music of sea sirens. Swells rise, then fall. They roar, shattering all silence. fingers seek flesh in secret places. Mouth drinks nectar from silken rose. Lips kiss, tongue embraces. Summer lovers write poetry prose. Bonfire on Thailand's beach. Paragon perfection. Kama Sutra this night teach. Sexual resurrection. End poem.
Beautiful. Beautiful piece, Lady A. Just as always, it's absolutely beautiful. Yes, A, what you think about that?
It basically sounds like a night of passion on the beach. Not saying that hint, hint, but yeah. She stayed near the beach.
Most definitely.
But you know what?
Most definitely.
As far as poets go, we don't actually have to engage in those type of things. We're supposed to be able to do anything as far as these words go. If it was a nice romantic time on the beach and nothing really happened, you can go ahead and write about an orgy jumping off. You know what I'm saying? Just from the poet's mind and the way that they want to go ahead and narrate the story. You talked about nectar from silken rose. What is that?
Where am I?
Nectar from silken rose.
I'm trying to find it. Hang on. Okay. Fingers seek flesh in secret places. Mouth drinks nectar from silken rose. Well, you can imagine. It's a metaphor for...
glad you got around that with actually saying it. And that's and I was listening for things like that, too. You didn't go with all the hot words. You actually made them... You made them live. You made them warm. You made them warm as that night. The whole scenery that you had set, I could see that it was only lit by torches. I could see the surf. I could see the lovers that you had seen within the poem. This was done very nice, young lady.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lady Arias. That was beautiful as usual. Now, if we have time, we're going to have a pick-up-your-pen round. Would you be able to stick around for it?
If it's not too late, I'm kind of tired right now, but I'll try to hang on as long as I can. It's 11:30 my time now on the East Coast here in Canada, so you don't know how long you'll be, and I'm going to just sort of play it by ear if that's okay.
That's
no, we need to hear set your alarm clock for 30 minutes, and then we'll be right about there. You take a little power nap.
In the Soul Cafe where you can go put your feet up. All right. Thank you for calling
Great.
In.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Please.
All right. I'm going to open up this next mic to Sincere. Hey, Sincere, how you been?
Hey,
welcome to the Soul Cafe.
How you been?
Goodness.
Just Jay, what's
long
happening?
Here.
What's going on, black man? You all right?
Man, I'm wonderful. I'm in the space of in a new adventure doing this documentary film and trying to write a story so the narrator could tell a story so people could come and watch it. So I'm kind of...
Oh, so you doing that?
Yeah. No, it's just God.
All right.
It's God's will, and I'm just happening to be excited about learning something that I've been doing 30 years, didn't know it, that I really enjoy it. You know what I mean? As far as poetry.
Yeah.
And then this documentary film was brought on from a guy who survived prostate cancer, a black man. And he just called me talking about, I need your help.
Right.
And I was sitting in my business, said, I can't help because I'm a writer. He said, yes, you can. You're going to help me. I don't know if I'm going to make it off this table. That right there.
Oh, wow.
Shifted my whole paradigm going, you know what, Lord? I'm at your mercy. Let's go.
Right. Well, you know, it's good to know that it's still people who are willing to go ahead and do like that. We appreciate you, Sincere, for everything you're doing. Even when you're not here, you know what I'm saying? We know you're still doing what you're supposed to be doing.
I appreciate that. And I follow. I love you guys' poetry. I love what you guys are doing. Trust me, when I read you guys' stuff, I got stuff that I've written that I hope when I read it, it's up to par. And you guys challenge me. You guys are my inspiration. So I want to thank both of you as my inspiration. I love you, both of you. Thank you.
Oh, we love you too. You're welcome, and thank you. Thank you. Now, since you already told us what you got going on, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
It's called You Know.
All right, well, the mic is yours.
If you know more than me, then what you know now is how you portrayed yourself smarter than me. If I knew what you know now, how would I be less than a man? If you know what I know now, we both know what we both trying to get at. If you knew before me as I traveled the road before and after the fall of Graceland, you know I got it. School began from K to 15th. For those who missed that, come back on part two. Basically, you're saying the knowledge was given pre-education from K towards K-15, grade of finances. How did you get so smart if only 2% are classified as genius and you once were not a part of that essential core groups of knowing of what you know and knew as of yesterday? Basic math down to zoology comes from learning and being taught. Key word, being taught. The only way to explain your hindsight is to have been taught pre-birth in another lifetime, keeping the same memory from past history. How you know more than me? If you did not remember what you had learned pre-existence. But back to what I'm about to say. But you know more than those who are teaching and researching pre and post current tides of evolution beforehand. Even the future has not been determined in our presentation for tomorrow at high noon. You know? If that's the case, please educate me because I want to know what you know. Sincere from Los Angeles, rest in peace.
Yeah, please educate me because I want to know what you know. Those are words that I live by. That piece was awesome, Sincere. Wow.
Thank you.
Jay, what you got for that?
Hey, Sincere, give me the day that that became inspired, bro.
I was a guy who was an educator, Filipino, Mike.
Right.
He's a decade younger than me, and we was at the cigar lounge, and he said something that triggered me. And I said, how do you know more than me? And I walked before you, and I got 10 years before you. So when I was 10 learning the ropes, you was born. So you tell me as a baby, you was learning how to walk and get off breast milk and diapers. You knew more than me then?
Trying to learn
now,
how to live.
Right. So now you teaching. I taught already at the collegiate level. You still trying to downplay my degree? Because you want to question me? Who are you to question what I have? That's
right.
What inspired that.
Hey, man, I like that, man. You know, it'd be too many times that we let those type of things go by or we overreact. You went ahead and broke it down. So you sent him to a place he couldn't run from.
Right.
Absolutely.
He had to stand right there and answer exactly what it was. He couldn't run from that.
And now on part two of that, every time I get a chance, and I tell him because I said, I know he has some disdain for him. I said, how do you not like me, and how does that stop me from paying my rent and not eating?
Right.
I gave you the power because I cared about you. Now I'm sorry, being mad at myself. I gave you too much because it doesn't stop my gas from being pumped. That doesn't stop me from how you feel about me. It doesn't stop anything. But what
right.
I'm going to get is respect because we all want that.
Absolutely.
Hey, I like
Absolutely.
This piece, man.
I appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, I like the inspiration of it. Yes.
Gentlemen,
yeah, we're getting carried
I have
away.
To move it along. Yeah, I have to move
yeah,
it
yeah,
along.
Yeah. Hey, brother, you okay.
I will, bro.
Love
I will.
Thank you, Sincere.
Love you,
Don't
too,
be a stranger.
My
I'm going to send you on
yes,
over
ma'am.
There to see the soul cast back. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
One
you better
love,
throw that flag on that plate down here. Oh, my goodness.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Peace.
All right. We got another caller up in here. We got area code 815. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Who do we have on the mic?
It's Gina Storm, a.k.a. Monday Mutation.
Gina, welcome to the Soul Cafe. How you doing, love?
I was saying hello on mute, so I'm doing what I normally do.
Okay. You know what? I would say, well, but you know what? It's the norm. It's the norm. And
yeah.
We get the term mutating from. Right.
Right.
I'm glad to have you here.
Hey, what's going on with you, freestyle phenom? Thanks.
Yeah. And through the Soul Cafe is amazing. When I miss it, I feel like I miss something huge.
So
I try to get
this
one in. I'm running
late now. Thank you.
Prior to this show, but honestly, I have to make it. It's just that dope.
I hear that. Thank you. Well, I'm glad you made it. You know, I'm doing the show for the night because Kareel had to work, and the station manager he suddenly felt down, you know, so, but he's going to be all right. But I'm trying to hold it down tonight. And what I want to know is, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you got something phenomenal for our ears.
Yeah, there's so many interesting pieces that I've heard so far, and the vibe is all over the place. This is a true open mic, because when nobody's poetry matches the other, and everybody's doing something that's from their heart, or you know, from their stash of good poetry, we can all get a gift unwrapped. So,
yeah.
I'm gonna go someplace that I haven't been in a while. And I'm going to title my freestyle tonight, Skip.
Okay, well, the mic is yours.
The last of times in my life when I walk slowly, taking my time so I can take in the scenery. Maybe I'm people watching and I don't want anybody within my line of vision to escape me. There are other times when I'm trying to get my cardio up and I'm walking rapidly. Not that kind of funny walking that you see people doing when they've got their earbuds in and they're wearing a jogging suit and they think they're killing it. Their arms look kind of awkwardly, but their legs are moving rapidly and the whole thing is kind of silly to me. Power walking, is that really a thing? I guess. There are times in my life when I feel joy, the kind of happiness that reaches you to your core. Like you feel so good and you're in a place and a space that you feel like you should be looking around to see if somebody's going to try to snatch it away. How could this be a possibility? See, it's been a long time since I was just smiling and not just with my mouth. You see, my eyes were twinkling and my body felt light. Every time I got ready to step a foot on the floor to move around, I felt like I couldn't just walk. I had to skip, like I was a child and playing hopscotch. Skip, like I was trying to get somewhere rapidly without actually running and didn't want to look silly with that power walk thing. Skip, all the bad things and the negativity and the doubt that sometimes I feel when I look in the mirror at me. Skip, all of the people who don't see me realistically and they're trying to mold and bend me into a shape and be what they think I ought to be. Skip the naysayers and the people who don't support my efforts, my dreams, hold my hand when it seems that I am struggling day to day on my own. Skip having guests over. I like to have my meals alone. When I fix my plate, that means everybody ate and I have nothing else to do but just skip back to the kitchen and put my dirty dish in the sink, wash it before I lay down, and the next morning I'll do the same thing. I wake up. My feet will touch the floor. I'll make an assessment as to how I'm feeling today. Damn how I felt before. And if my heart is light and it feels just right, I might skip all around the house today, too. I needed to do that, stay in touch with my inner child, so to speak, so that I don't get bogged down by the worries, the bills, and the treachery and deceit. When people in life fail me, I pray and look inside. That's where my strength lies. And on the days that I feel like I can't be bolted to the floor and I know I don't have my wings out right now so I can't soar, I won't bother to walk. I simply skip. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. That's it.
As always, you come through with a phenomenal freestyle, and I appreciate it. I really do. That was lovely, Gina. Thank you for that. Jay, what you got for that?
Thank you, Danielle. Appreciate it, La Puebla Negra.
You're welcome.
Jay, like, you still there? Yeah, I'm still here. I like this piece right here. When she first started the poem out, she was talking about walking slowly. And as far as walking slowly, she was looking for joy. And real life things would come in, then it would be back to the walking slow. And then she had got to a point. I'm talking to Danielle. Then you started sneaking skips in between.
That's okay. I'm just listening.
I know, for real. And then you started sneaking skips in between adversity. You were naming adversity, and then you would go ahead and drop the skip on the end of that. I like that, too. I started looking forward to the skips, and in my mind, I started placing skips and the rest of that type of mm-hmm. stuff. But you were hitting all of them. So I was chiming right on top of when you was like with the skip. This was a real nice piece. At the end of it, you know, you said if you can't do nothing else, at least you can skip. You also talked about your inner child. You know, that's something that we get away from as we get older. I catch myself walking a certain way, steady, and then making sure that, you know, I don't fall over. But sometimes I'll be clowning around, and, like, I'll be going around the garbage can. I'm liable to, you know, try not to touch it. I'm on my tippy toes, and I'm walking. I have to do a spin, and then all of a sudden I'm walking straight again, you know. So
right.
I was like, well, I got to go ahead and keep that in my knife, in my Swiss Army knife hookup. And I heard that type of stuff in there also. So when the adversity was coming, I was seeing, like, when I would go ahead and do something silly, what may have you, and I get around it. And you were doing the same thing in this poem right here. This was a beautiful freestyle.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, my grandkids mm-hmm. inspired that. I had 9 times out of 10 when I fix something for the kids, they'll send a spy to the door to see, you know, if the plate's on the table or, you know, what's the snack or whatever. So I head back to the bedroom. I wait. I'm watching the living room, and then I tell them, oh, you know what, guys, go get your snack. And the girls got up and skipped. And I was thinking, wow, I remember when I used to do
wasted
that.
Wasted all that good energy.
I got to start skipping again, and it's game-changing. So yeah, every now and then, just skip if you can. Appreciate y'all.
Right.
Love one night.
Wait a minute, Jean, before you go, I'm going to try to get at least one round of pick up your pen in here. Would you be able to stick around and do that?
Because
I'm getting ready to get
that. Yes.
Okay, well, good. Well, stay right there. I'm going to leave your mic open.
I'm here for a couple more people.
All right, let me ask a couple more people. I'm going to ask my co-host. Janice, are you there, love? You want to do a round of pick up your pen? Because we're getting ready to get to it right now.
I am going to. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I'm going to fall back, but I am jotting down the phrases, and I'm going to see what I can come up with over a longer period
right.
of time. Yeah.
All right. I got you.
I can't rock
right.
that one. I'm working
up to it. The dart too, Gail, just in case things get out of hand up in here.
All right. Let me open up this next mic. Aziz, you ready for it? Pick up your pen, or you just want to listen?
No, it's Lady A.
Oh, Lady A, you going to you ready for pick up your pen, or you going to listen? You
sure,
listen.
No, I can try for you.
Okay, all right. Let me open. Oh, is this my New York on? Is this my New York on? I told it Laureate. The sexy intellectual.
Good evening.
Hello. Can you speak up?
Excuse me.
Hello. I couldn't hear you. You had to speak up a little bit. Yeah, I can hear you now. Who's on the mic? Yeah, I thought you were somebody else.
Joseph King.
Oh, hello there. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Well, we were
getting ready to get
into a round called Pick Up Your Pen. And I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's where you're given a couple of phrases, and you have to write a piece with these phrases in it. within the time limit of a song. Would you like to participate?
Sure, I'll try my best.
All right. You stay right there. I'm going to leave your mic open. Just stay right there. We got us a J. Rob, the wise son. Hey, love. How you doing?
Well, hello.
Why you say it like that, man? What's wrong with you?
Because we just got the energy. Yeah. Hey. J. Rob, I want to know.
That's me.
You want to participate and pick up your pen? All right. That's good. We got everybody in here. All right. So what I'm going to do, I want y'all to get your pens right now, get your paper, and get ready to take down these phrases. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. The first phrase is into the night, the wolf howls. Into the night, the wolf howls. The second phrase is, autumn is beautiful, but everything is dying. Autumn is beautiful, but everything is dying. And the third phrase is, let me down easy. Everybody got the phrases?
Yep.
All right, then. Find a song. There we go. And you only have to use them once. Ladies and gentlemen, pick up your pen.
Is they don't worry, you know that you got me.
smoking that rat. Could be that cool cat that's whispering, she trying to play you for the fool. Black, if something's on your chest, then let it be known. See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people write back and fracture what's intact, and they'll forever be. I ain't on some Obama celebrity, I deal with the real. So if it's artificial, let it be. I seen people caught in love like whirlwinds. Listening to the swans and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where they hold well and lies come in. That's where that drama begins.
Your pens down, ladies and gentlemen. Put your pens down. Okay. We're going to start with our last caller, J-Rob. What you got for us, love?
My piece says, while the autumn is beautiful, I'm noticing everything is dying around us like ashes to ashes and dust to dust. When the good die young and the young dies, it's like as if it must be a must. But somewhere over where the moon sits and the cows jump over, birds begin to howl as if they are being dangerous chirps praying for a night that doesn't end. But when I ask her to dance, I might just make the moonlight bright again. And even when I ask for your hand, it's not to expand. I'm just expecting you not to say yes in the queasy way. But baby, please do me a favor and let me down in such an easy way. That way, my heart is not broken and I can scoop up those ashes the same way I picked up my face and move along with my day. That's that piece.
Beautiful, beautiful. Lady A, what you got for us?
I have, well, there's no title, but here it goes. Silvery moon hangs full and high in the night sky. Into that night, the wolf howls. He lost his mate. Like her, beautiful, but dead. Autumn is beautiful, but everything is dying. You are my lone wolf. I hear your howl. Restless is your theme. You're being called by your dreams. Let me down easy, baby. Let me down easy.
Beautiful, beautiful. Essentially,
thank
done.
You.
Head on mute. Cavernous is this lingering sorrow, reminiscent of a deafening silence, these echoes into the night. The wolf howls, unsure of when or how I'll finally forget. Autumn is beautiful, but everything is dying. My trying to move on may be all for naught. The peace I've sought escapes me. My memory refuses to let me down easy.
Beautiful, beautiful. Just Jay?
He's on mute.
Oh crap! No. All right. All right. Let me try that again, then. I tried to flee from the feeling, but relentless. I was caught in the tempest. Blood surged. I'm losing the concept of words. I'm being moved forward by urge and instinct. Me and the forest thoughts merge, and my thoughts weren't bent on destruction of civilization. Autumn is beautiful, but everything is dying. My gaze unhindered into the night. The wolf howls as I descend into the city. My new feet let me down easy. Poem.
Absolutely. Beautiful, beautiful. I forgot who this other number is, the 646 number. Who is this again?
Joseph Kane.
Okay, okay. Are you ready to switch a piece?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we're ready for you.
In the night, tonight, of all nights, what was once broken is now. Through the autumn, what's been but this is now. I hear wolves crying for my appearance now. It was once cold, but now the autumn has called me back to represent what was new, what now is broken is stolen, but I'm not frozen. I'm lost within your state of mind, but my state of mind is what's beautiful, but inside I'm dying. Is it autumn here? Because the wolves are crying, and I'm not dancing, but I'm being manipulated because I can't look back because you're dying. And peace.
Absolutely beautiful. All right, I'm going to go next. All right. Our love is so strong as we touch into the night, the wolves howl. Making love as the season of autumn is beautiful, but everything dies. Even with the strength of us, been beautiful between us. But all things must come to an end, even us. So please let me down easy. And that's that piece. We got the CEO online right now. I mean, he can give his opinion on our beautiful pieces because I thought everybody did a beautiful, beautiful job.
I didn't get to go.
Gina?
Yes, ma'am.
You didn't get to go?
No,
I'm
ma'am.
Sorry, sweetie. Go on. Go on. Speak your piece, baby. I'm sorry.
Can I say something before For Real came on? That way he can count on this. I don't know,
that's all. Okay, go ahead.
This is what I came.
The mic is yours.
Okay. Wandering aimlessly, the air is crisp, not quite freezing, but the temperature drop is obvious. Distantly, I hear a song. It's ringing, echoing into the night. The wolf howls. More fine singles. Autumn is beautiful, but everything is dying. I prayed not to be next. One favor is all I need. Hear me. Let me down easy, please, are my final words.
Beautiful. Man, y'all, I'm glad y'all did great with these phrases. I was nervous, but
everybody
came up with these exquisite pieces. For real,
yes,
what you saying? You been listening?
I will say this. There has been a lot of cheating in here tonight. Somebody's cheating.
<you go. laughs>
No, but they were all, I was surprised. There were some lovely pieces, I'll tell you that. They were very lovely pieces. There wasn't no silliness up in here tonight. From the first, that was J-Rob, who went in on his piece. I thought that was very clever. I'm not going to go individually on everybody because there's a lot of y'all up in here. But I just want to say that all those pieces were very endearing. You know, they were very endearing. I just like to hear the different takes that everyone takes that they put down on their pieces. It's very inquisitive to me. Now, I participated.
Well, come on, give it to us then, CEO. The mic is yours.
Okay. Thank you. It was a lovely, haunted night. I could feel the thickness of love in the shadows humming. Vibrating, leaving shards of its energy reaching out to be received. Into the night, a wolf howled. Its senses sensing senseless measures of heated passions and aggression, pent-up passions of the night where passionate things happen. Autumn is beautiful, but everything is dying, dwindling. Summers are escaping, yet the night lifts me. It's given its gift to me. Night sky. Let me down easy.
kind of proud of myself. I like them phrases and pieces that came, that were created from them. This was dynamite. So, man. Oh,
like
wow. For real.
Very beautiful.
Thank you. Man, I thank you for allowing me to host the show tonight, too. Everybody, oh, man. I wish
you
had enough time for another round. Yeah, I wish I had enough time to do another round, but we got to go, you guys. But I want to thank every one of you for calling in, for your exquisite poetry, your unique style, taking the time out to show us the love and everything. Yeah, this was an awesome show. For real, thank you so much for this. Just Jay, thank you for being an awesome co-host. You gave great commentary, and your poetry was awesome. Shani,
all right,
my sexy diva, you already know what it is, girl. I love you. And everybody else, I love you guys so much. For real, you got any closing words?
Hey, look, continue to do what you do as poets, writers, authors, and, you know, continue to keep that pen moving. Don't ever put it down. Peace and one love.
All right, everybody. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Thank you. All right, everyone.
It was a pleasure, Danielle.
Same here. That, everybody, I want you, everybody out there, to continue to be kind to yourself.
Say again, Mama.
That's the best relationship. I want everybody to continue to be kind to yourself. This relationship you have with yourself is the best relationship you'll have. Continue to love one another. Still practice your safety and respect one another. And with that, I'm going to say peace.